And welcome to our pre-show here for the 9th of April. Today's Thursday, and I'm heading for Florida on Sunday. I got a really good flight. I changed my reservations. I got a much, much better flight, and it's a beautiful thing. Really, going to and coming home should be really great. And I got Susie and Bud. You going to take care of Thunder?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, man, so we're all good. And behind me there, you see, this is the 91 World Series. I remember I was in a relationship with Turi Ryder, who some of you may know Turi. She's one of the all-time great women in the history of the world and a great radio personality. And Turi and I were had a relationship. And when this series was on, I remember I was visiting her. Am I right about this? Yeah. We were together from when to when. I can't remember now, man. I met her at KFI. I think this was like the second year, yeah, of our relationship. Yeah. This was the last year. We were together for 2 years, and I was visiting her in Minnesota, watching this game at a friend. One of her friends had built a deck on his house in that part of the. Here comes Tom Kelly, who I found out subsequent to the my being at WCCO that he listened to my show. He thought I was a pretty funny guy, which I really appreciate. And Tom Kelly did some great things with the Twins. I think they won this series. And we were up in Minneapolis watching a game. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Game three, baseball nirvana, says the Atlanta crowd. When did the Braves beat Cleveland, right? That's the one and only World's Championship. I remember everybody was on the Braves for not winning the World Series. They won the National League pennant, what, four times, something like that? I'm just very roughly. And I was in Atlanta when they won those pennants. I was there in 92. When did I go to Minnesota? I mean, I went to Minneapolis. So I was in Atlanta for 1 year. And I was in Atlanta from the spring of 92 to the spring of 93. And it was the World Series of 92 that I saw. They played the Toronto Blue Jays. And I remember taking calls from Toronto fans. I don't know how it was we were able to get up to Toronto, but maybe I was doing something with the Toronto sports host. But the Toronto fans were so polite and so nice. And the Braves fans were just so loud and stupid. They were cool, too. I'm not putting them down. But the Toronto fans were just sort of a little bit agog and aghast at all these wild, hard-ass Southern baseball fans. But, as was their wont, the Braves lost that series to the Blue Jays, who openly mocked the Braves' tomahawk chop that year. The last out of the game that gave the Toronto Blue Jays the World Championship, they did the whole tomahawk chop. Now, was it the next year there was no series, 93? No. Every year, excluding the 94 strike-shortened season from 91 to... The Braves went to a division title every year except for the 94 season until 2005, 91 through 2005. Bobby Cox, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. All right, okay, so fuck it. All right, so that's enough for that. Time now to get our shit together. And I'll take a look here and see. We got the 9th of April, 2019. Let's see what we had, man. Like, oh, I know. This was the last day of, this was the day of the shoot. This was the day that we taped the pilot, April 9. And it was a Tuesday night. So there was definitely, we had a leap year going this year, didn't we? Well, let's see. I don't know. Probably be something we cannot use. April the 9th. I remember I spent the weekend before that in Santa Barbara, Monday. Phil and the panel have on Father McQuarters. Let me see. So, it's the return of Bob Green today, the show that features the thoughts, feelings, opinions. This is from April 9th, 2018. So we know that April 9th, 2018 we can't use, so we'll go to April 9th, 2017. It's just as I suspected. That was the day we shot that. Okay, so enough of that. 2017 is what I'm looking for. Here it is. April 2017. So, thing I wanted to talk about, and I think I'll talk about this on the show tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I got to remember. Gotta remember to talk about this. I want to talk on the show tomorrow about your pandemic fuck-ups. In other words, what have you done that were absolutely fucked up in terms of, let's go add to calendar, good. Very good, very, very good. What have you done that were absolute fuck-ups in terms of protocol when being safe? Did you touch something and then touch your mouth and forget to have the gloves on or forget to wash your hands? Did you, you know, touch your face before you washed, you know? Did you do any of that shit? I don't want to turn it into a fucking topic, but I will tell you mine. Here's a Google alert for Midnight Gospel, which is Duncan's show, as you know, and that I'm on the show with some other guest stars, but whoever wrote this, this looks like a this is like an English translation of a foreign magazine. Dig this. The arrangement radiates a very Rick and Morty vibe. However, it works on another level. The visuals appear to be wondrous, as though one is on a never-ending corrosive excursion. Okay, I can dig that. But then it says, the Midnight Gospel debut on Netflix, according to the official abstract of the series. You ever heard that term before? And then it goes on to say, maker Duncan Trussell stars in the arrangement nearby Phil Hendry and Drew Pinsky. Data about the characters they play isn't accessible. The Energized series is to be made by Pendleton Ward of Experience Time Distinction and Duncan Trussell Family Hour Digital Broadcast, and vivified by Titmouse. And there's Penn, great guy, terrific guy, speaking during the Paley Center reunion, Paley Fest Family 2011 on August in Beverly Hills. All right, terrific guy, very soft-spoken producer. Looks, like I said, he looks a little Amish. Penn, I don't mean, you know, you do, man. I'm sure people, you never mind. But you do, you look a little Amish in a good way, in a hip way, in a I drink beer way. All right, so now we're back to 2017. We're going to April the 9th, 2017. What will we find? Where will we go? How will we do this? Who, you know what, who, how, who? Oh, fuck, it was a goddamn Sunday. So now we go back to 2016. It's getting interesting. 2016. So I told him I was going to make a note on that, and I didn't make a note on that. Instead, I started reading my own press fucking clippings. Not that they were mine, but Friday's show, talk about pandemic protocol. All right, man. All right, so Twitter casting frontier, strategies to bolster resilience. Okay, real good. Thank you, Milsey, for doing all of that. That's really groovy. All right, so we're going to April 2016, and we're going to see what we can see. Meanwhile, at the plate for the Twins is, I don't recognize this guy. Shannon on the mound for the Braves, right? Oh, Stanton on the mound for the Braves. This is at Fulton. At least the Fulton County was a better stadium than the Hubert H. Humphrey Dome because it was goddamned outdoors for starters. I saw a football game. I saw a Minnesota Gopher football game at the Humphrey, at the Humpty Dome, as they called it. And Stanton just throws one right at the feet there of Harper. But the ninth, man. Saturday is the ninth, you bitch. How the fuck does that? So then we got to go to 15? I got to go to 2015 then. April 9, 2015. This is going to be really interesting, man, doing these shows for next week, too. I've got three shows that we didn't use, but not exactly sure how that's going to work. April 9, 2015. These shows are always interesting because they're longer. I was still doing kind of a partial radio show, Liberals or Commies, Larry Grover. April 9th is a Thursday, a discussion of sports radio with David G. Hall and Doug Dangers 2, and Doug Dangers 2, that's right, two new autobiographies. Travel writer Carl Slintner also guests. This was our 335th episode of the podcast. You ready for that one? Let's download that motherfucker, and let's go ahead and... Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. This.
Alright. The old TriCaster was giving out for. It seems like it was giving out for four fucking years, you know? Whereas this Mini has done nothing but good things for us, man. So this is April 9, correct? 2015, 2015. Groovy. I got more bullshit. So I canceled a reservation at a hotel in Fort Lauderdale because they didn't tell us. They were shut down. So I had a reservation for a hotel in Fort Lauderdale, and the hotel, we just called just to confirm they're shut down through the end of the month at least. Did they bother to tell us? Okay, so this is a Theo Rossi, and I could dig it. Copy for schedule. Bet online. All right, I got you, man. And then we also have a download of a Podcast One promo. Oh, I got to send this first. Here we go. Matthew, JetBlue. Every time I travel, it's nerve-wracking because you don't know, what am I forgetting? What the fuck am I going to... Now, why did that thing download two things? Oh, okay, yeah, for the last week. All right. Whew. I'm sitting going, what? What? I don't understand. All right. Are we starting to... Oh, look at this. We're starting to get some kind of blurred out shit here, man. Are we? How long is this spot for, man? This thing looks longer in the email than it is in actuality. You know what I'm saying? This is the promo. Oh, okay. Always say BetOnline, not BetOnline.ag anymore. That's what I've been doing, but I've been hearing some of your fucking people not doing it right. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And let's groove, man, on a Sunday afternoon. Let's groove, baby. What the hell is this? Look at this. I'm testing the chat feature and showing it to people. Huh? So this is from the pre-show going back to 2015.
Ta-da!
I'm testing the chat feature and showing it to people. So this is when we started doing the chat.
So that shows up there.
All right. So anyway, that's our, such as it is, our chat feature. And it's a good one. I think it works. And we will find other ways to do it, you know? You dig what I'm putting down? Other ways to use it. Other ways to do it. Other ways to love it. And other ways to be in it. And around.
I kind of miss the old website.
I'm really happy with the website. Are there things I would do better? Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, there are. Let's get
I think
this
I really missed that old site, man, because we had a news feed on
these
that
fades.
One.
Like, woo! Well,
I'm not knocking what you do, Shane. I'm not knocking at all.
Then there's
I will tell you, Shane, I wish we still had a news feed, though.
Then there's... This is kind of cool.
All right, so that having been said...
Anyway... are there things I would do different?
See, that's different.
Would there be extra things I would have on the site? Yes, 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 1,000
so,
times,
you know,
yes.
I'm trying to scroll down something. I can't scroll down. So what am I doing? Oh, yeah, here we go.
No. Fantasy baseball at fanduel.com.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. God damn. That was great. I loved her lady like.
Well, I have to defend my
emotion.
At his.
Let's do the Doing the Funky Chicken, too. It's time now.
I'm going to turn this off. We are well.
Are we over the mark here?
Our 30-minute mark. Will this, 30 will this minute zero mark, out here, man? Our 30-minute mark.
Hey, bud, what do you think?
Wait, what? No.
Will this zero out?
I don't know. To try it.
I'm afraid to touch it. Oh, no. I better not. Okay.
Wait, where's the...
All right, so we'll just go. We'll start at 3-3. All right, so we are ready to rock this bitch. Let me just... there's so much that I would like to talk about, but I want to talk about it.
Come on, bitch. Let's go.
My good man here, you know, my main man.
So this is
okay.
This is,
and then we're gonna go over here.
5 years ago, I seem like I had my shit together.
This is not an alarm.
Although I don't look much different.
What is that? All right. Fuck. God damn it.
Hey.
A double dose. All right.
Hey. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hold on, man. This is not the song I want to play, but I want to
get your shit together. Will you, Phil? For Christ on a crutch. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so there's the modulation, and here is the high-class bullshit.
Check something.
RGF for good.
Let me see what this is, man.
Yeah, I'll see what it is, man.
Is this Trap Queen?
For me, boy. Yeah.
Okay.
1730,
fuck it. Here we go.
All right, I'm ready to stop this bitch when you're ready. Okay, I dig.
Fuck it. Here we go.
All right. So that is that. There. Bing, bing, ding, 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 ding. Chop till you drop. See that? So I'm watching, as I mentioned, the thing. All right. So we're all set up to go here. Our pre-show is now coming to a rapid conclusion, but you will always be uppermost in my mind. Here we go.